And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. And this week, David James digs up his family's literary past.
My mother's mother was named Ellen Morden Long. She was born in New York City in 1884, but lived her married life in Syracuse, New York. Ellen Long had a grandfather, my three times great-grandfather, named Ralph Morden Long. He was born in 1788 in eastern Pennsylvania, but died on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, not too far from Brantford, where he was taken during the Revolutionary War by his grandmother, Anne Durham Morden, who must have been a loyalist on the British side to flee to Canada. I have two more great times ex-grandparents with the name Morden, as compiled by my cousin's daughter. And that line gives out with the 1715 Mordens from northwestern New Jersey, a hop from western Pennsylvania. My cousin M's mom gave her the middle name of Morden because she said of its scholarly genes. Grandmother's grandmother, on her father's side, was also from Canada, and others of her people date all the way back to the early 1600s in New Amsterdam, Manhattan, where a great-great-whatever was a smith in the colony, and there were others over from Holland way back then. I've been using the IU South Bend Schurz Library to research the literary members of this diverse clan. So, my grandma Ellen had a cousin on her father's side named Morden Heaton Long. That makes him my first cousin twice removed, who, living in Edmonton, Alberta, wrote two books. My mother took me and my sisters on visits to Syracuse to see Grandma Ellen during the 1950s. Among things I remember from these visits was her wonderful attic. This being the house where my grandmother Ellen and grandfather Robert Ball raised their six children, the attic was full of old toys, but mostly old books dating from their childhoods, adventure stories, and child-centered histories with illustrations. There I discovered the Boy Allies from World War I, who roamed all over the European theater of war, having heroic adventures. There I laid up in the attic and read for hours first editions of the Hardy Boys, Frank and Joe, much more adult in their earlier incarnations. I remember from way back then, at about age 10 or 12, the cover of Knights Errant of the Wilderness, and my grandmother bragging of my ancestor Long, who wrote it in 1919 for Canadian school children. Just last month, having nothing to do but participate in the editing of a scholarly journal, two books, and the university's alumni magazine, teach a course in the freshman summer bridge program, nurse my garden, keep my house up, do a weekly radio show and a weekly Irish session, I found and ordered from a used bookstore that very book in that very 1919 edition. Further, I found an edition dating from 1942 of that same Morden Long's A History of the Canadian People, covering the very early story of that nation. I also found and ordered, but have not picked up, a book of poems by my grandmother's cousin Edna Jacques, who is listed among the best-loved poets of Canada, who lived from 1891, whose poem was read at the dedication of the tomb of the unknown soldier in Washington, D.C., and who lived in a Saskatchewan town called Moose Jaw. Retirement, if I could call it that, is never a dull moment. While I have engaged in all this genealogy and literary activity, the tomato plants have not been idle. The tallest have reached 6 feet and are all laden, so canning season is only a week or two away. The sunflowers are over 10 feet high, and bright yellow blooms are exploding. The piles of wood, gee, I haven't even told you about the trees, the axe, and the chainsaw, are awaiting splitting to stove size for the winter. Stay tuned. for the further adventures of David James and WVPE's Michiana Chronicles.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.